I thought I'd take the chance to do my outward reflection with audio, because as part of my reflection, I was noticing Jay's comment about text and noticing back to the reaction when I posted the campfire visual and how people responded to it. Quite more than I expected. I thought, maybe a few, oh, that's cool, blah, blah, blah. But the enthusiasm around it, at least my perception of it, was more than I expected. So I thought, well, why not offer this next piece of contribution in audio format? I'll put some text in, too, for those who don't have time to listen to or don't have the ability to listen to this little audio, but I thought it would be worth an experiment. First of all, I'll continue on that thread of being in the land of heavy text. I wonder about how we imagine tool sets that allow us to do informal learning in ways that allow us to take advantage of all the modalities of texts, of hyperlinks, of audio, of video, of images. And I've yet to find a tool that really gracefully moves between them in a way that isn't overly structured, but is structured enough that you can find the connections. You don't have to go searching all the time. So I think it's a really interesting trigger idea for me about our desires and preferences around different modalities of interaction, and particularly within the informal scope, because theoretically, informal means I've got some more flexibility to do things that relate to my needs, my personalities, my styles. But yet still it has to be within the context of the group. Otherwise, I'm doing it totally alone, and I can't take advantage of informally learning with you. So that's one of the things that struck me. The second was, in looking at how many discussions had been started, I noticed there were no set structures of how conversations unfolded. So we all added discussions as we felt moved to do so. This offered a great deal of openness, but possibly fractured attention and caused some conversations to die off before they ripened. More structures might have allowed those conversations to unfold, but they might have strangled the new conversations. So to me, it's finding that balance between control and emergence, between structure and emergence, and once again, in a way that can meet people's needs both individually and collectively. And as I read the debriefings, part of me goes like, well, how could I have made it better for you? And the other question is, how can we be in an environment where we can make it better for ourselves? If we're missing something, what are the triggers that allow us to make that experience better? I think the final thing I noticed was how excited people got about informal learning and how we actually didn't explore the dark sides of it. And I believe there's the yin and the yang, that there's nothing that is pure light or pure dark. I'm the person who always sees the shades of gray. And so this enthusiasm to me indicated that there's a hunger for this, or that we see there's value and utility in this, and that we are, in some ways stewards of that enthusiasm out in the community. I think it also causes me to think about when I have to think critically about informal learning in terms of understanding the hazards of it. And I think that goes back to the first two points is creating environments that aren't just for the individual. Our ability to learn informally individually is very flexible because we can chart it, but when we want to learn informally with others, it requires a different sort of set of negotiations and, dare I say, some degree of structure. So those are my audio thoughts, and I wanted to make this a little shorter, but I guess it got long. Bye-bye.